from Washington, this is VOA News. A new high mark in Ebola deaths is announced. U.S. President Obama says a response to North Korean hacking is forthcoming. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. The World Health Organization says the death toll from the Ebola epidemic in West Africa has topped 7,000. New figures show fatalities in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea climbed to 7,373, an increase of nearly 450 from the WHO's previous update on Wednesday. The total number of cases in those three countries now stands at 19,031. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon noted the spread of Ebola has slowed in parts of Guinea, but said he is worried that the number of cases in Guinea's forest region, bordering both Liberia and Sierra Leone, continues to grow. Zambia's information minister says the ruling Patriotic Front has a much better chance of winning next month's presidential by-election now that acting President Guy Scott has publicly reconciled with the party's presidential candidate, Edgar Lungu. Supporters of the PF expressed concern after 14 cabinet members called for Mr. Scott's removal from office last week. The ministers accused Scott of failing to support Lungu and undermining the party's efforts to win the election. Information Minister Joseph Katema said the tension dissipated Saturday after Mr. Scott and other party leaders accompanied Lungu to the Electoral Commission office through the main streets of the capital, Lusaka, as a show of unity. U.S. President Barack Obama has vowed that the U.S. will respond proportionally to the cyber attack on Sony Pictures traced to North Korea by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The president spoke Friday during his annual end-of-year news conference at the White House. There's more on all of these stories at our website, VOANews.com. This is VOA News. Sony Pictures now says it still hopes to release its controversial film about a plot to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The comedy, titled The Interview, was the trigger for a massive computer attack on the Hollywood company, which U.S. authorities have blamed on North Korea. North Korea denies it was responsible for hacking Sony Pictures' computer network. However, the communist state has praised the computer attack as a righteous deed. Pyongyang says it can prove it was not involved and proposed Saturday to carry out a joint investigation of the hacking incident with the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama won praise from Cuba's leaders Saturday for moving to restore diplomatic relations between Washington and Havana. But President Raul Castro told his nation that this does not mean the end of communist rule in Cuba. In a speech to Cuba's National Assembly that was televised throughout the island, Mr. Castro said he is open to discussing a wide range of issues with U.S. officials expected to visit Havana next month. Kenya's president has signed a controversial security law. VOA's Gabe Josselo has a report.
President Uhuru Kenyatta approved amendments to the country's existing security laws that grant police greater power to investigate and detain terror suspects and impose strict rules on how media houses report on security. After signing the legislation, President Kenyatta said the law will give the country some of the tools it needs to fight the threat of terrorism.
Its intent to protect the lives and property of all the citizens of this republic.
Opposition to the amendments has been fierce. Lawmakers came to blows over the bill as it came to a vote Thursday. The session was suspended twice as security officers tried to restore calm to the chamber. Gabe Josselo, VOA News, Nairobi.
A Sierra Leone government spokesman says Freetown is pleased with the cooperation of citizens after a ban on all public celebrations during Christmas began in a bid to contain Ebola. Government spokesman Abdoulaye Baraita's comments came after UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised the West African country's efforts to contain the Ebola outbreak during an official visit on Friday. According to the U.S. Defense Department, four Afghans who had been held for more than a decade at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have now been returned to their home country. Shawai Khan, Ki Ali Gul, Abdul Ghani, and Mohammed Zahir, according to officials, were released at the request of Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani after a review of their cases, including security factors. There's more on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com. You can visit there 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce in the VOA Newsroom, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.